Hello, and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism. It's learning how to create a clear path, clear clarity within your life, one step forward. Be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Back after this message. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful. What a beautiful day in here, Langley, British Columbia. I'm so excited for you all to be listening to this amazing podcast today. Today's topic is bring on the truth. What does that mean, bring on the truth? Well, oftentimes we don't want to face the truth because it may be difficult, maybe hard, whatever reason. We don't want to see it. We don't want to see the truth because it oftentimes hurts or it's painful. And that's the truth. Because if we do, we can actually move forward if we face the truth. So bring on the truth every single day. Appreciate it. Hold on to it. Because when you do, you know what happens? And I'll tell you a little story what happens. So about 2 years ago, you know, I was going through some issues in my own life where I was drinking too much, smoking too much marijuana. And when you really start to face the truth, like I did, for example, my wife told me, if you want to drink, go ahead, drink. Just don't come home, ever. That was a deep truth that I had to face. Whether I had to make a decision that wasn't serving me, I had to face the truth. Because the only one that I'm lying to is myself. That was the truth. Because I didn't want to face it. And that's oftentimes when we don't want to face it, because we have some deep-rooted issues surrounding those. Issues that are holding us back from success. And remember, the only person that holds you back is you. And when I started realizing I was lying to myself, I started to say, I wonder what the truth sounds like, feels like in my life. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow. Life can be much better, truthfully, when you face it. Because if you don't face it, it goes darker and darker and darker. And you can't climb out. It's like this endless hole that you're in. Deep cavern of unserving life. No purpose, no focus. So how do you get out of it? How do you get out of this black hole of lies and deceit? Simple. Look at yourself in the mirror and stop lying. Stop lying to yourself. Make it realistic. The realistic truth is, when you're honest with yourself, there's nothing more fulfilling, joyful in your life. And when you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, I'm a person that I trust. I'm a person that I want to work with, be with. It means I'm talking about yourself. So ask this question. Just ask it. Would you want to be with you? And if you're lying, cheating, hurting people, that was myself. When I looked in the mirror, I'm like, I don't think I want to be around this person. It means I was going to be alone all my life. It means I wasn't going to have any love, any care, any purpose. It was actually quite devastating when I looked at myself and asked myself this question. It's good exercise to look in the mirror and ask yourself these questions. Would I be with you? with all the lying and deceiving. And if you're living a life of absolutely fantastic and you're not hiding anything from anybody, you're showing who you are, then fantastic. That's why I say bring on the truth. One step at a time. Look at yourself in the mirror and write a letter to yourself and mail it and says, and ask yourself and tell yourself, when am I going to change? Why am I going to change? What is the outcome going to be when I start shifting and changing? When I wrote all my thoughts and feelings down on a piece of paper, and I read it over, I'm like, wow, okay, this is a book. And that's what I wrote. That's why I wrote From Zero to Hero, because it's all my inside pains and going that step-by-step process through all these situations of my life and starting to shift it towards greatness. I'm like, wow, okay. And I kept on writing and writing and writing, so all of a sudden I could read my story and read all my faults and all my pains that I was hiding from in one little book. How to face them. Bring on the truth, they say. Why is the truth important? Why is truth important? Because when you face it, this key element that the universe knows exactly what you're feeling, thinking, and saying. It only knows what you're saying and thinking in all your thoughts. It doesn't have a filter. What you ask for is what you're going to receive. So that's what I received. I received negativity in my life because I was a liar, cheater. I didn't want to face anything. And then when I started facing, things started to shift, change towards what I wanted in life. It's like redirecting your ship, your big cruise ship, to where you want to go. If you want to go to the Caribbean, or you want to go to Mexico, then you're going to direct it towards there, and you're going to believe that you're going to go there. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to this podcast. I'm going to be right back with the recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, hosted by Stephen Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Thank You Life 101 has online programs, face-to-face programs, all about personal growth. How to create clear clarity within your life. Be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome, everybody. Let's do this little recap here. Today's topic was bring on the truth. And most of this topic today was about sharing your truth to yourself by facing it. Number one, look in the mirror and ask yourself. Number one, ask yourself, would you be with that person in front of you? Means yourself. Number one question. Number two, start facing it. Eliminating those negative lying attributes about yourself. Number three, write a story about who you are and what you want to be and why. Where's your purpose? What is your meaning of your life? Number four, break through it. Bring on the truth. Start acting as if you've already been there. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Remember, always create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. and we're out.